Longmont Symphony Orchestra plays a vital role in the community's cultural and economic tapestry. Since its inception in 1966, the LSO has been a beacon of creativity and cultural heritage. Lori Brook, executive director of the LSO, says, "There is a lot of talent in Longmont and Colorado. We have a great music director in Elliot Moore and incredible musicians, and people need to understand that we have a gem here. The incredible talent can be seen in this season's concert series. Shoot for the Stars, concert series. The Longmont Symphony Orchestra season began with opening night on October 7 with a performance of The Planets, by Gustav Holst, a seven-movement orchestral suite, and the second performance of Michael Daugherty's Harp of Ages. Mahler at the Museum 1-inch, the first of two museum chamber concerts, is sold out. Composed by Mark Crawford for the Netflix movie, The Social Dilemma Suite, will be performed by the LSO while a version of the movie is screened behind the orchestra. Mahler at the Museum 2 is on March 16, featuring the world premiere of Crawford, Brown, Sky Suite. November 18 is a performance of Shostakovich Symphony No. 5. And more music from Beethoven and Bloch. December features Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker with the Boulder Ballet. There will also be a very special performance of the Gentle Nutcracker, a sensory-friendly version for neurodiverse audience members. Also in December, there is the Candlelight Holiday Concert. The January 20 Family Concert will feature Dan Brown's Wild Symphony. February 17, pianist Marika Bornacki performs Piano Concerto No. 1 for an all-Tchaikovsky evening. April features Beethoven Cycle, Symphony No. 9, Choral. The final Pops Concert is a tribute to John Williams. Economic benefits. The existence of the LSO has translated into significant tangible economic benefits for the community. Concert goers dine in local restaurants, drop into bars after the performance, and sometimes stay overnight, boosting the local hospitality and tourism sectors. The orchestra itself supports musicians, conductors, administrative staff, and event organizers. The LSO fosters an environment for job creation. Lori Brook says, among the benefits of the arts in a community is that it creates the amenities in a city for businesses to thrive. Research shows that thriving communities have a strong performing arts sector. Educational opportunities. Supporting the LSO and other cultural organizations encourages creativity among the youth, providing them with a well-rounded education. Brook says, LSO offers two $1,000 scholarships each year to two St. Vrain Valley School District seniors who are attending college to pursue a career in music. LSO has ticket outreach programs to those who don't have the means to attend a live concert. The orchestra also performs two concerts for all fifth graders in SVVSD, to give them an opportunity to hear live symphony music, which is presented through storytelling. LSO music director Elliot Moore engages with the children as they learn more about the instruments and the music. Brooke says, a positive impact is that the performing arts programs in the school system is growing, which is awesome. Building social networks. The LSO serves as platform for social interaction and business promotion. Following each concert, musicians and patrons mingle over an array of free food featuring a local restaurant. It brings people together while fostering a sense of community. These events offer networking opportunities which also contribute to the growth of the local business community. Brooke says, we showcase individual restaurants after a concert to help support our businesses and create a strong relationship with Longmont's hospitality sector. We support our local businesses with finding places for our Afterglow concerts, and we also support the museum. Enhancing quality of life. A vibrant orchestra enhances the overall quality of life in Longmont, providing recreational and leisure activities. A high quality of life is a magnet for talented professionals to the area. LSO musicians have demonstrated their commitment to enriching the lives of others by playing at the Longmont Senior Center. The LSO has giveaways and does ensemble performances at city events such as Unity in the Community and Artwalk. Brooke says, "We offer a full orchestral performance at the 4th of July concert in the park with cannons, a picnic contest, and family fun that includes young children being able to conduct the orchestra. By recognizing the importance and contributions of the LSO, it helps pave the way for cultural enrichment and economic prosperity. Supporting the Longmont Symphony Orchestra is an investment that contributes significantly to a flourishing local business community." As Lori Brooke points out, the Longmont Symphony Orchestra brings all these things to our community and beyond, and the arts are a vital part of the community. Supporting the arts and our initiatives are vital to the health and well-being of Longmont and help to keep the city alive and thriving. For more information on this season's concert series and how you can support the Longmont Symphony Orchestra, visit them online here.